Blog Talk Radio.
Voice calls out above the noise.
like anything you've ever known. Oh, it doesn't make sense. This love, this love will ruin every fear. I don't need to be scared, that fear is ruined. Oh, this love makes it so you can finally be free. There is no chain this love can't break. There is no chain this love can't break. So be free. There is no chain this love can't break. So be free. Oh, and there is no chain this love can't break.
Father God, I thank you for those that you have gathered under the sound of my voice to hear what you have to say tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. I especially thank you for husbands on tonight, Lord God, that somebody will be able to save their marriage on tonight after hearing this word, Lord God. I thank you for purifying ears on tonight, Lord God, that your people may receive your word, God, whether they're married or unmarried, Lord God. Help them to receive what you're saying, Lord God, so whether they're in a relationship thinking about marriage, they'll know the consequences of marriage. They'll know that marriage comes with a cost, that marriage is a sacrifice, and they will be prepared to do what they should do as husbands, do what they should do as wives. In the name of Jesus, God, I ask that you set me down, God, and that you stand up mightily in me tonight. And I give your name all the glory and the praise. The song that played tonight was This Love by House Fires. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, everybody. My name is Prophet Stacy, and this is Prolific Fire. Thank you for tuning in. If you were with me last week, you know that we came from Genesis 39, verses 2 through 20, and the message was picking up where you left off And last week we talked about Joseph, how Joseph's life was going great until he got hit with a prison sentence. And we also discussed how your own personal life can get hit with different issues. And you have to find it within yourself to pick up from where you left off. We gave 17 successful keys about how to pick up from where you left off. So if you were with me from last week, then you know that in the process of working on that message, God gave me another message. So guess what? We're going right back into Genesis 39. But this time, we're going to read verses 4 through 19. So if you want the 17 successful ways to pick up where you left off in 2017, email me, prolificfire@gmail.com, prolificfire@gmail.com. Mentorship participants, you will be receiving it as an email next month, end of next month. So if you're interested, you have to be in the mentorship program. It's free. Just email me, prolificfire@gmail.com. Now let's jump into the word. Potiphar put Joseph in charge of his household, and he entrusted to his care everything he owned. From the time he put him in charge of his household and of all that he owned, the Lord blessed the household of the Egyptian because of Joseph. The blessing of the Lord was on everything Potiphar had, both in the house and in the field. So Potiphar left everything he had in Joseph's care. With Joseph in charge, he did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Now Joseph was well-built and handsome. And after a while, his master's wife took notice of Joseph and said, "Come to bed with me." But he refused. "With me in charge," he told her, "my master doesn't concern himself with anything in the house. Everything he owns, he has entrusted to my care. No one is greater in this house than I am. My master has withheld nothing from me except you, because you are his wife. How then could I do such a wicked thing and sin against God?" And though she spoke to Joseph day after day, he refused to go to bed with her. One day he went into the house to attend to his duties, and none of his household servants was inside. Called him by his cloak and said, "Come to bed with me." But he left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house. When she saw that he had left his cloak in her hand and ran out of the house, she called her household servants. "Look," she said to them, "this Hebrew has been brought to us to make sport of us. He came in here to sleep with me, but I screamed. When he heard me scream for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house." She kept his cloak beside her until his master came home. Then she told him this story: The Hebrew slave you brought us came to me to make sport of me. But as soon as I screamed for help, he left his cloak beside me and ran out of the house. When his master heard the story, his wife told him, saying, "This is how your slave treated me." He burned with anger. When I was working on last week's message, as I said, God began to speak to me through verse 6. And that's how this week's message was birthed. Genesis 39, verse 6 says, "So Potiphar left everything he had in Joseph's care. With Joseph in charge, he did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate." In the text, Potiphar is a married man who did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Something is definitely wrong with that. Something is definitely wrong with that. How can you be married and your only concern be food or what's on your plate? How can you be married and your only concern be food or what's on your plate? And apparently, Potiphar had been living like a man with no marital responsibilities for a while, because the text says, after a while, Potiphar's wife took notice of Joseph. Joseph was well-built and handsome, and after a while, Potiphar's wife took notice. She took notice of Joseph because her husband was not taking notice of her. She took notice of Joseph because her husband was not taking notice of her. Remember, Potiphar, her husband, did not concern himself with anything except the food he ate. Yet the Bible tells us, do not worry about your life, what you will eat or drink, or about your body, what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothes? Matthew 6:25, NIV. The Amplified says, therefore I tell you, by being worried or anxious, perpetually uneasy, distracted about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, nor about your body, as to what you will wear. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Everything that was just named in Scripture, from what you will eat to what you will drink or wear, these things are a distraction. These things are a distraction. Again, the Scripture says, stop being worried or anxious, perpetually uneasy, distracted about your life, as to what you will eat or what you will drink, etc. Food or what's on your plate should be the least of your concerns. Food or what's on your plate should be the least of your concerns. God will provide. God will provide. You have marital issues that are more important. You have marital issues that are more important. There's a husband listening in tonight. There's a husband listening in tonight, and you should be gravely concerned about your marriage. Sir, you should be gravely concerned about your marriage. Don't think your wife's head can't be turned. Don't think your wife's head can't be turned. God sent me here tonight with a warning in my mouth. God sent me here tonight on prolific fire with a warning in my mouth. Somebody, your wife is acting the way she's acting because of what you're not doing. Somebody, your wife is acting the way she's acting because of what you're not doing. The title of tonight's message is, stop taking her for granted. Stop taking her for granted. Potiphar made the mistake of not concerning himself with anything except the food he ate. Where was his concern for his wife? Where was his concern for his wife and her needs as his wife? And her needs as his wife. Husband, stop taking your wife for granted. What you're going to eat, what you're going to eat food-wise, or the activities on your plate as it relates to your job, is not nearly as important as your marriage. Husband, stop taking your wife for granted. What you're going to eat food-wise, or the activities on your plate as it relates to your job, is not nearly as important as your marriage. Esther chapter 4 and 5 talks about how Queen Esther decided to take a chance and go to the king. Though her timing was off, she couldn't afford to wait. What Haman was plotting to do was really bothering her. So she goes to the king. And the king had to know something was wrong because her timing was off. But still she was there taking a chance. He shows her favor and began to ask Queen Esther in Esther 5:3 NIV. What is it, Queen Esther? What is your request? Husband, I wonder if your wife came to you out of the blue, unexpectedly, would you know something was off? Would you be able to tell something was bothering her? Or does that Potiphar spirit have you so blind that you can't see or think, even if confronted, above your own needs, above what's on your plate, what's on your agenda, what will or is going to fulfill you? Let each of you look not to his own interest. Let each of you look not to his own interest, but also to the interest of others. That's Philippians 2:4. From the English Standard Version. In other words, Stop being selfish. In other words, stop being selfish. You. And that's exactly why your wife is acting out. She wants your attention. She wants to know she still matters to you. And this is the revelation God dropped in my spirit. And this is the revelation God dropped in my spirit. God said Potiphar's wife was not really interested in Joseph, but she wanted to sleep with him to make her own husband jealous. I feel like somebody's doing that tonight. You're sleeping with somebody just to make your husband jealous. God said Potiphar's wife was not really interested in Joseph, but she wanted to sleep with him to make her own husband jealous. And when that didn't work, she lied to get a rise out of her husband. God said Potiphar's wife was satisfied. God said Potiphar's wife was satisfied the moment she saw her husband's anger over what Joseph had allegedly done to her. God said Potiphar's wife was satisfied the moment she saw her husband's anger over what Joseph had allegedly done to her. She was satisfied because then she could see that her husband still cared. For Potiphar's wife, it was never about prison, but her regaining her position in her husband's heart. It was never about prison for her, but about her regaining her position in her husband's heart. Husbands, your wife should never have to fight for her position in your heart or never feel like she needs to fight for her position. Your wife wants to know that you still care. Your wife wants to know that you still care. Yes, her methods, how she went about trying to get your attention was wrong, but still. Yes, her methods, how she went about trying to get your attention was wrong, but still. Husband, she wants you to love her like you love yourself. However, let each of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. However, let each one of you love his wife as himself, and let the wife see that she respects her husband. That's Ephesians 5:33, English Standard Version. Truth be told, until you love her right, truth be told, until you love her right, it will be hard for her to respect you right. Until you love her right, it will be hard for her to respect you right. In marriage, love bursts respect. In marriage, love bursts respect, not vice versa. She wants you to concern yourself with her and stop concerning yourself with, stop being distracted by what's on your plate. Stop taking her for granted, especially those of you who have someone attending to most of your business. Especially those of you who have someone attending to most of your business. Like Potiphar, you have someone assisting you in business. You have no excuse, really, for not showing your wife the love, the attention, the affection she needs to feel fulfilled within the marriage. No woman wants to feel like a doormat. No woman wants to feel like a doormat within her own marriage. No woman wants to feel like something pretty that just lays there. No woman wants to feel like something pretty that just lays there. Used but not appreciated. Seen but not looked at. Touched but not felt. Talked at but not communicated with. Heard but not understood. Husbands, love your wives with an affectionate, sympathetic, selfless, not selfish, but selfless love that always seeks the best for them. And do not be embittered or resentful towards them because of the responsibilities of marriage. Marriage comes with responsibilities. That's a part of the territory. So do not be embittered or resentful toward them because of the responsibilities of marriage. In other words, you said I do on your own. So don't get bitter with them or resentful for the things that you have to do. She has a part to play, and so do you. That's Colossians 3:19 from the Amplified. 10 commandments for husbands. And before anybody says anything, I got these off the internet. So God just backed up my message. I wasn't even looking for these. He gave me these on the internet when I was looking for a scripture. 10 commandments for husbands. Number one, thou shalt not take thy wife for granted. And what is the title of tonight's message? Stop taking her for granted. Thou shalt not take thy wife for granted, but will honor and respect her as thy equal. 1 Peter 3:7. Selfishness is a marriage killer. Stop taking her for granted. Number two, the highest allegiance except God shall be to thy wife, not thy relatives or friends. Genesis 2:24. Number three, thou shalt frequently tell thy wife how important and valuable she is to thee. That's Philippians 2:3, Proverbs 31:10-11. Number four, thou shalt hold thy wife's love by the same means that thou wanted. Song of Solomon 5:10-16. Men pursue their future bride with doting, senseless attention. Men pursue their future bride with doting, ceaseless attention. Once married, the husband views marriage as a goal accomplished and onto other of life's challenges. He then gives his ceaseless doting attention to the job, the boys, or anything but his wife. Stop taking her for granted. Number five. Thou shalt actively establish family discipline with thy wife's help. 2 Timothy 3:15, Ephesians 6:4, Deuteronomy 6:6-9. And I know I'm running through these, but if you're following me on any of my social media sites, you will be able to find these. I will post them again. That was five. Number six, thou shalt remember to do all the little things for thy wife when you say. Thou shalt remember to do all the little things for thy wife when you say. That's Matthew 5:37. Your wife shouldn't have to get you to sign some binding oath to get you to make the bed, to take out the garbage, or to take her out to dinner as you agreed. By doing what you say, you will earn her trust in other areas. Stop taking her for granted. Number seven, keep thy eyes only on thy own wife, not thy neighbors. That's Proverbs 5:15-20, Job 31:1, Jeremiah 5:8. Number eight, thou shalt make every effort to see things from thy wife's point of view. Genesis 21:12. Number nine, thou shalt not fail to kiss thy wife every morning. That's Song of Solomon 8:1. And number 10, thou shalt not be stingy with thy wife when it comes to money. Esther 5:3. Stop taking her for granted. Father God, touch and revive every marriage that's about to go asunder because of infidelity, because of lies, because of adultery. Touch every wife that feels abandoned, overlooked, disrespected, taken for granted. Touch her until she can see herself worth again. When she looks in the mirror, forgive that one who went to drastic measures to keep her husband, please her husband, get her husband's attention, to feel some kind of affection from her husband. Forgive every husband who has shifted his concern from what matters to what is a lesser matter. To be sensitive to his wife's needs above that of his own. Help him to understand that his job is good in the workplace, but that marriage is also work that needs to take place. Help him to love his wife and make sacrifices for her, to love her the way you love the church and sacrifice yourself for it. And help every wife to accept and respect her husband as he makes every effort to change. Help every wife to be patient with her husband's process. Help every wife to be patient with her husband's process. In the name of Jesus, amen. if you're not right with God, if you're somebody listening under the sound of my voice, whether you're on the phone lines, online, however you're listening, whether you're listening live right now or you will be listening later, if you're not right with God and you desire to be, repeat after me. Father God, I am a backslider. I knew you once before, and I want to know you again. Sorry for letting things pull me away from you. I am a sinner. For others of you, I am a sinner coming to you for the first time. I want to know you. I believe that Jesus is Lord, and he died to save me. Save me, Lord. I want to change. I need to change. Help me to change. In Jesus' name, amen. If you pray that prayer, welcome to the family of God. Welcome to the family of God. There's no better family. There's no better family than the family of God. Welcome, and for somebody else, welcome back to the family of God. Go to the ministry's website. I would appreciate it if you go to the ministry's website, which is prolificfireministry.com, prolific, P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C, fireministry.com, to learn more about salvation and also to learn more about the benefits of salvation. Go to prolific, P-R-O-L-I-F-I-C, fireministry.com. At this time, if there's anybody on the phone in need of specific prayer and you're willing to share that specific prayer need, press the number 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you. If you need specific prayer, press 1 on your phone and I will be glad to pray with you. On tonight, once again, thank you everybody for joining me. I am Prophetess Stacy. For anybody that's listening, that's new, I am Prophetess Stacy. The ministry is Prolific Fire, seeking to help you where you hurt, which means we deal with real issues. Hello, you're on the air.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm okay. How are you?
I'm good. I need prayer for a supernatural financial miracle.
Yes, ma'am. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I thank you for my sister tuning in on tonight, Lord God. I give you honor and praise, Lord God. I thank you, Lord God, for supernaturally, Lord God, calling in every seed, Lord God, that she has sown, Lord God, that it may be multiplied back to her 30, 60, 100-fold, Lord God, that whatever bill she's facing, Lord God, that she will not go asunder in her finances, Lord God, but she will over-exceed, Lord God, her financial need, Lord God. She will over-exceed that, Lord God. In multiplication, God, she will multiply. She will prosper, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. Thank you for sending overflow her way in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for taking stress off of her mind, Lord God, when it comes to financial matters, God. I decree and I declare that it's already dealt with, it's already handled. In the name of Jesus, we give you honor and we give you praise on tonight for doing so. Thank you for joining. I truly appreciate it. God bless.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Is there anybody else on the phone line tonight desiring prayer? Press 1 and I will be glad to pray with you. Hello, thank you for joining.
Praise the Lord, woman of God. I would like prayer.
Specific need.
Excuse me?
Specific need.
Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted prayer for healing.
Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, I thank you for my sister tonight, Lord God. I thank you that your word says that healing is the children's bread, Lord God. And I pray that her body partakes of the healing on tonight, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord God, from the crown of her head, Lord God, to the sole of her feet, God, and everywhere in between, Lord God, that you're working things out in her body, Lord God, that her body will become susceptible, Lord God, to your healing power on tonight, Lord God, according to her faith. Be it unto her, Lord God, that whatever she's facing in her body, it will not continue to exist, Lord. It will not continue to exist, Lord God, but you will bring forth total healing in her body, God. I join my faith with hers, Lord God, and I say that it is done, God, because your word tells us, where two or three gathers in your name, believing anything, it shall be done for us on tonight. Therefore, tonight, God, I'm believing healing for my sister tonight, Lord God, and not just her, Lord God, but anybody else under the sound of my voice that desires healing, God. I believe it for them. I believe that it is so. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you for joining in. I truly appreciate it.
Amen.
God bless.
Thank you.
Is there anybody else on the phone tonight? Desiring prayer, press 1, and I will be glad to pray with you. Okay, if not, I want you to know, anybody under the sound of my voice, if at any time throughout the week you desire prayer, something happens and you desire prayer, for that person that's on the phone line and your number is just 111, I don't answer those calls. I don't answer that. You got to show your number. In the name of Jesus, we don't do that. As I was saying, if there's anybody under the sound of my voice and something happens throughout the week and you desire prayer or Bible-based consultation throughout the week is free, you can always call me at 865-408-8690. You can call 865-408-8690, or you can text 865-408-8690, or you can email prolificfire@gmail.com. prolificfire@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter as I follow Christ, especially if you want those 10 commandments for husbands, because it will be on all my social media sites. So follow me as I follow Christ on Twitter @prolificfire, on Periscope @prolificfire, on Instagram @prophetessstacy. And like the Prolific Fire Ministry Facebook page. Also, join my sister in ministry, Prophetess Pape, for Faith on the Line. You need somebody praying for you. That's right, you need somebody praying for you. So join her in prayer Friday night, which is February 24th, 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific. That's 7 Eastern, 6 Central, 4 Pacific, by calling 712-451-0011. 712-451-0011. Access code 474723. Access code 474723. Or you can Periscope her at Natasha C. Pate. Pate is P-A-T-E. Natasha C. Pate 24. Also, there will be a flyer on my social media sites for her. So if you missed the information, just look me up and you'll find it. Then join us right back here on Prolific Fire, same time, same place. Prophetess Pate will be the speaker for next Monday, and her message is How to Find a Friend in Jesus. How to Find a Friend in Jesus. I thank you, everybody, for joining me on tonight. I pray that you are blessed. I pray that you receive, and I will see you all next week. Have a blessed night. Good night.